It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. Back to 1971, Brewer and Shipley with One Toke Over the Line. That was over the line for a number of radio stations across the country, including WNBC in New York, the first to ban the song from being played because of alleged drug references. Who would think that there was drug references in a song like this? Other radio stations across the country also followed, although it still became a minor hit for Brewer and Shipley. But the band started on this day back in 1971. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. We talk now with Pete Hoekstra, former ambassador to the Netherlands, former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, and more. You can find him on Twitter at Pete Hoekstra. Pete, thanks so much for joining us.
Always good to be with you guys. Thank you.
We find Friday that, as I mentioned, elections have consequences here in Michigan. Governor Whitmer signing the bill to repeal right to work in the state, that the first state in nearly 60 years to drop right to work laws. What do they know that we don't? Why has no other state done this in the past 60 years? What's going to be different here?
Well, I don't think it's going to be any different here. I think what we're seeing in Michigan, whether it's on taxes, whether it's on spending and these types of things, Michigan is on the path to being an anti-business state. All the success that we had in growing our economy and making Michigan an attractive place to do business over the last decade, a number of those things are being eliminated. So Michigan's going to be struggling. We're moving along the path of becoming Illinois and California. And, you know, the thing that worries me most is taking a look at Illinois. It's a neighboring state, and, you know, companies and people are fleeing Illinois. And if we continue down this path, Michigan will be next.
Pete, I fleed Illinois. I flew Illinois to come here to Michigan. Don't do it. Don't do it here. It's awful. We've heard a little about this possibility. Are you worried about Michigan dipping into what was called a single state recession, essentially, under Governor Granholm? Are you worried about that perhaps happening again, that Michigan is the outlier here compared to the rest of the country?
Well, I think the one thing that Governor Whitmer has going for her, she has a partner in Washington in terms of making sure it won't be a one-state recession. It will be a 50-state recession. The policies coming out of Washington, again, take a look at, you know, what did President Biden do? He flooded the country with massive government spending, massive government debt. So what have we seen? We've seen exceedingly high inflation. We have seen a dramatic increase in interest rates, perhaps one of the fastest increase in interest rates that this country has ever experienced, you know, going from what, you know, zero interest rates to where are we now? Close, is it 5.75%? Something like that, almost 6%. Yep. And we're already seeing the impact. Oh, like bank failures? You know, one of the unintended consequences of the rapid increase in interest rates is inflation has been persistent, but it has fundamentally changed the value of balance sheets across the country for banks. So now we're starting to see the weakness in the banking sector. So, no, I don't think it'll be a one-state recession. We may end up having one of the worst recessions in the country, in the state of Michigan. But I think we'll have a number of our states following us because, you know, Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer are moving along the same path.
Talking with Pete Hoekstra here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Wanted to ask you about the TikTok hearings from last week. We're going to hear a bit from Congressman Tim Walberg, who was among the questioners. We'll hear that soundbite later on in the program. The security concern, it's this odd dance in which even the White House is telling us to take it seriously, but not take it seriously. It's a threat, but we're still going to make TikTok videos that appear in TikTok videos, sometimes from the Oval Office, from the White House. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, over the weekend saying, hey, don't ban TikTok. It's fun. I like to be on here. How concerned are you about these TikTok security concerns, and do you think that lawmakers are taking it seriously enough?
Well, I'm glad that they're doing the hearings. I think they're, they've clearly identified it as an issue. There's disagreements in terms of how serious the issue is. I think it's very serious. What we see is that the Chinese Communist Party, the government of China, they want as much personal data as they can get on not only Americans, but people around the world. So I think it's a serious threat. Data is power. And the more data the Chinese government has, the better it positions itself in the long term to do nefarious things against the people of the United States. It's an inconsistent policy. It's a concern, but yeah, we'll use it out of the White House. No, you won't. You shouldn't send a clear message. It's the same thing that we see here in the state of Michigan, where I live, where we've got our state giving literally almost, $3.5 to $4 billion in terms of tax incentives, tax write-offs, infrastructure, construction to two Chinese-linked companies. Michigan taxpayer money funding Chinese GCP-linked companies. Michiganders should be outraged that their tax dollars coming from the individuals from the small businesses in Michigan is being used to fund infrastructure and tax credits for Chinese companies. If you want to build batteries and you want to give incentives to companies come to Michigan, do it to American companies or do it to our companies from our friends and allies. I saw that Arizona recently attracted. Yeah, they're going to start building batteries too, but they're doing it with a South Korean company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it with a German company, a South Korean company, someone that, they're friends and allies. We don't have to worry about what else they're going to be doing in the state of Michigan besides building batteries with the Chinese Communist Party in control of these plants. Again, it's an outpost for the Chinese Communist Party here in the United States of America, and it's being funded by our own government and our own taxpayer dollars. China is a real threat. Our FBI director under Joe Biden has highlighted as a significant threat. The director of MI5, the domestic security service in the UK, did a press conference with Director Ray. The first time in the history of these two organizations, the UK and the United States, leads of these two security organizations coming together and outlining the economic espionage threat, multi-level threat coming from Chinese Communist Party companies, and we are funding it right here in Michigan.
Pete Hoekstra with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, sir.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. .. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for our students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.